My dearly beloved in Christ, for this third Mass of Christmas, we have the very familiar Gospel that is read normally at every Mass as the last Gospel. But perhaps we don't always read it with the attention that we ought. And thus on Christmas Day, we reread that Gospel for the main Gospel of this Mass and ought to reflect very deeply on its meaning. And regarding the Gospel, I would like to recommend to all of you to read the Gospel for the first and second Masses of Christmas Day. Of course, the Gospel for the first Mass, the Mass of Midnight, tells the familiar story of the birth of our Lord at Bethlehem. The Gospel for the second Mass tells of the shepherds who heard the announcing of the angels, the great tidings that a Savior was born in Bethlehem and who went over to worship him, and how our Blessed Mother kept all these words in her heart. And now on this third Gospel, we are taken back in time, you might say. In fact, we are taken back before the creation of the world. We are taken back into the depths of eternity, when there was nothing but God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And our faith teaches us that God the Father begets God the Son, and that the Holy Ghost proceeds from the Father and the Son. And this begetting, or this procession, have taken place from all eternity, and are not to be considered as implying some superiority of one divine person over another. For all three persons are co-equal, consubstantial, and co-eternal. Nevertheless, in some mysterious way, the Father begets the Son. And so at Christmas, every priest is allowed to celebrate three Masses to commemorate the threefold birth of the Son of God. First, his birth from all eternity, being begotten by his Father. And that nativity, that begetting, is particularly remembered in this, the third Mass of Christmas. Second, there is the temporal birth of our Lord, the Son of God become man, born of the Virgin Mary in the stable on Christmas Day. And that, of course, is particularly commemorated at the midnight Mass. So what is the third birth? It is the birth of Christ in our hearts. Our Lord is born, we might say, in the hearts of all who welcome him, who accept him, who believe in him, who worship him, who submit to his yoke, to his will. And that is the theme for that second Mass of Christmas. St. Louis Marie de Montfort says something important in his book on true devotion regarding the reception of Holy Communion. And every Holy Communion is like another birth, our Lord being born in our hearts anew. But St. Louis Marie de Montfort says, how are we going to prepare properly and receive our Lord properly in Holy Communion? He tells us to come, come to me, all you that labor and are burdened. And yet we know that St. Paul tells us that he who is guilty, he who receives the Holy Eucharist unworthily, is guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. And so then we think to ourselves, well, who am I to receive our divine Lord in Holy Communion? On the one hand, he tells me to come. On the other hand, I fear my unworthiness. And St. Louis Marie de Montfort says, call upon our Blessed Mother and ask her to come to you and to prepare your heart. Ask her to come herself and receive our Lord with you and for you. Because he says, think about the stable. It was dirty. It was the dwelling place of animals, and likely smelled of the animals, the dampness, the cold, such a poor place. But it was a heaven on earth because Mary was there. She was there to receive her newborn son, miraculously delivered from her womb, to hold him in her arms. And so for Jesus, that stable was another heaven, a heaven on earth. And so if we ask our Blessed Mother to come with us, to be with us, to help us to receive our Lord, to take him into her arms and give him the love and the adoration, the homage that he deserves, then our Holy Communions will be pleasing to our Lord and sanctifying for ourselves. Let us then on this wonderful day of Christmas ask our Blessed Mother to help us to have her dispositions, that we might honor and adore our Lord and serve him as he deserves. I was mentioning at the Midnight Mass the thought that crossed my mind. Why are there not more people here? And I don't just mean in this church, in all Catholic churches. Why are there not more souls? If you've gone shopping at all in the last few days just to get some supplies for Christmas, all the stores are just mobbed and all of these people out there. And yet, such a small number here to celebrate Christmas, to worship the newborn King. And why is that? To some degree, it may be due to ignorance, people not knowing. But to a great degree, it is because of an unwillingness to submit to his holy will, to obey his commandments. Even many people will say, well, I know this is the truth, and I might be there one day, but not now, tomorrow, another day. Let us console our Lord by offering to him, as we ought to offer on the birthday of someone, a gift. Offer your heart to our Lord, your will, your willingness to submit to his holy will. And this is the greatest Christmas present we can give to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.